San Francisco voters have a few more education-related ballot measures to consider. Others will help determine the fate of City College. The embattled school once served more students than any other community college in the country. But questions about how City College has been managed led to a massive drop in enrollment. Now the school is trying to recover. KLW's Ben Trefney spoke with San Francisco Chronicle higher education reporter Nanette Asimov about what's going on with City College of San Francisco.
So I want to start with what all San Franciscans can have to say about the future of City College of San Francisco, and that's whether to vote to raise certain taxes to help fund City College. So what would Prop W do?
What it would do is raise taxes on buildings sold above a certain amount of money. And when that money comes into city coffers, there's nothing written in Prop W that says how that money should be spent. And that's intentional. If the city were to say you must spend it on City College or you must spend it on something else, the measure would require a two-thirds voter approval.
And a supermajority.
Exactly. And the way it is now, it just needs a simple majority. So what the supervisors did was to pass a second non-binding resolution saying that if the measure passes, then it would raise something like $44 million a year, I believe. They would use $13 million of that each year to pay for anybody in the city who wants to go to City College for free. So it's non-binding. We don't know how the money would be spent, but that's the intention.
So City College of San Francisco's fate is still actually somewhat up in the air, as the Accreditation Commission that evaluates community colleges is reviewing the school this month. What are they looking for?
Well, let me just say, I've been covering this for 4.5 years, and I have to say that it is the longest running, slowest moving nail biter I think the state has ever seen. And we are entering the final act, and we will soon see the denouement of this long running drama. Let me just say for the record, because a lot of people have been concerned about this, it's not about the teaching. Nobody has ever complained about the quality of teaching at City College. What they've complained about is all the support systems that students need and that a college needs to run. So everything from technology, the governing board, the administration was, and in some sense still is, missing permanent members, vacant spots. We have, even to this day, we have an interim chancellor running City College and several vacant spots. But the college says it is still much better run than it used to be. Library services, student support services, financial aid, the physical resources, the financial, do they have enough money? That sort of thing.
These all seem like things that any huge institution would usually need to deal with. I mean, administering better, essentially upgrading technology, making sure that everybody has support that they need. Has it been noticeably worse at City College than it is at other institutes of higher education?
Yeah, it used to be. And the way I've always seen it is this is such a set of good-hearted people that they've wanted to focus on teaching and instruction. And unfortunately, other things fell by the wayside, particularly during the recession, where there was an unwillingness at the college to cut and lay people off and shrink to fit the needs of the students. And the college trustees and administrators say they really have had to shrink and cut classes and shift things around so that they are better meeting their students' needs at this point.
The Accreditation Commission itself that has been considering what essentially could be sort of a death penalty for City College as far as taking away its accreditation as an institute of higher education. There's been rumors that they maybe had a vendetta against the college or were not operating in a professional way. So the watchers of City College are being watched themselves, and they might themselves lose their authority.
Well, that's right. And now you're getting to the real crux of it, because here's the situation. Those accreditors have lost the right to do business in California. A year ago, the State Community College Board of Governors voted to oust this accrediting commission because they had lost faith in them. What does that mean? The state is looking now, is looking, but it could take a long time for another accrediting systems, because right now this board is the only accrediting body for California community colleges. And so it's going to take a while. So they still have authority over City College.
So meanwhile, City College has lost a lot of students over the last several years. I've seen reports that up to 25,000 students have been lost from City College. What have you seen?
Make that 40,000, because there was close to 100,000 in 2012 when I started, and now there's roughly 60,000. Many students just take classes for a few months at a time, rather than going for 2 years to transfer or something. But nevertheless, each student represents significant money, $4,700 per pupil from the state. That is full-time equivalent. You have to add together some part-timers. But $4,700, so that's a lot of money. And what City College is facing is what they call it is like falling off a financial cliff this spring, because there had been legislation to backfill that loss, and that's about to expire. And they'd gotten like $44 million last year. And this year they got $25 million in extra cash, and now they're going to get zero because it expires. So assuming they survive the accreditation situation, they are going to need to bring more students back.
Will they be able to do that considering their financial situation?
Well, that remains to be seen. They hope so. They're looking at things like Prop W, and then they're also looking at Prop B, which would raise the parcel tax another $20 per parcel, and it would bring in like $19 million a year, up from $15 million a year, the current parcel tax. And so they're looking at windfalls like that.